Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Today, amen. A lot of my things is taken from my book, The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, amen. You're going to know if someone's a winner or not by what comes out of their mouth, amen. Because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I know what's in a man or in a woman, amen. You just give me 10 minutes with them, let me just listen to them for 10, 15 minutes. I can usually work out who you are, amen. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your words reveal your heart. I said, your words reveal your heart. Your words reveal what's going on inside your head. I can know who you are by what's coming out of your mouth. I can know if you're full of faith or you're full of doubt. If you're an angry person, bitter person, if you've got some negativity issues, if you've got some issues in your life, I can know who you are if I can sit down and listen by what's coming out of your mouth. Amen. So you got to be careful. Amen. You want to check someone's heart? Check the words. I'm going to say this again. If you want to check someone's heart, check the words that are coming out of their mouth. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 3, behold, we put in verse 3, behold. Oh, let me start with 2. For in many things we offend. If any man offend not in word, that same man is a perfect man and is able to bridle also the whole body. If a man doesn't offend, they call him a perfect man or a mature man. That word perfection comes from word mature man. But the Bible says, behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn them about their whole body. So just by the little bridle that goes in their mouth, we can turn the whole body. Behold, also ships, which though they are so great with the winds, they're so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. You know the little small helm that works the rudder? Whether so the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, such a small little member of the body. Listen, some of us are very muscular, some of us muscles in our arms, our shoulders, our back, our feet, amen. But the tongue is such a small little member, and your fist can do some great damage. But I want to let people know that your tongue can do more damage than the fist sometimes, amen. There are people walking around, ministers, amen, children of God, believers that are walking around, some 30, some 40, some 50, some even 60 years old, still complaining about what someone spoke over their life when they were a teenager, when they were a child, and those words stayed with them and they can't shake those words. But I loose you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I loose you today from every negative word that was spoken over your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those words that held you back, those words, amen, that caused you grief and pain, those words that you cannot let go, that has tried to limit your future, I loose you from those words today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From those words spoken from the ex-husband and the ex-baby father, and those words that caused you, said you'll never be nothing, you'll never come to nothing, that you're ugly, that you're not beautiful, I loose you from those words. Those words are not true. I bind every lies of the enemy where God's people believed a lie. I bind every lies of the enemy. I pull down strongholds and arguments that have been fortified in the minds of God's people. I bind it now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I loose God's people today in the mighty name of Jesus. Said, who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. On witchcraft, curses, and words spoken by people in authority, that if you leave this church, you'll never come to nothing, or if you leave me, or all these kind of words, we've got to be careful. Even as people that are anointed by God, we've got to be careful what we speak over our congregations, what we speak over God's people. We've got to be careful, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we've got to be careful, even as ministers of the gospel, what we're speaking about one another, what we're speaking over the congregation, what we're speaking over God's people. We got to be careful, because words can hurt and bind, amen, and words have power. So we got to be careful. So I loose God's people from every evil word that was spoken over their life that will cause them to fail in life and not reach their true potential. I declare you loose today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Some people start, we saw some big forest fires in California, and I know we've been seeing them every year, but the last one just last year was so bad, so many people, and I think what think what drew people's attention is that many rich people and many well-to-do people, many people in the public eye and entertainers and politicians and people, millionaires, lost their homes, the things that were so beautiful. I saw some beautiful homes, multi-million dollar homes, reduced to ashes, reduced to rubble. Because this lets you know, listen to me, nothing in this life is permanent. We've got to put our trust in Jesus. You can lose everything in a day, but just don't lose Jesus. So we can see how a little fire can kindle and just burn up everything in sight. The Bible says, just like the tongue can, listen, let me not look, just slow down. How a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So we've got to be careful. And I tell people, the Bible says, even in our church, you've got to mark those that cause division. And the Bible says, avoid them. Why we must avoid them? Because people will cause division. Because division is in the enemy's camp. Division of the devil. Amen. When people cause division, that's what the devil likes. Because the devil knows when people are unified, anything can happen. Amen. In the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says they attend together 10 days. But on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, for some reason, they've been going for 10 days. They've been praying. They've been seeking God, crying out to God. But the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place, and they were in one accord. There's something about a church or a family or a people group coming on one accord. When people are on one accord, you are unstoppable. I'm going to say that again. When people get together and they're on one accord, they are unstoppable. Amen. You become unstoppable when you get together. You have the same mindset to build. Amen. The Bible says, I believe in Genesis chapter 11, when they went to build the Tower of Babel, the ziggurat, and they wanted to reach up to heaven. I believe the scripture says, and now the people are one. Quote me. The Bible says, and now the people are one, and there is nothing that can be withstood against them what they have imagined to do. So what is God saying? When people get together and they're on one accord or in unity, there is nothing that can stop you from what you've imagined to do. So we've got to be careful, amen. When people cause division and you're tearing down this person, tearing down that person, and you cause people to believe a lie, listen to me, if you haven't got nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut, my mom used to say. Keep your mouth shut if you haven't got nothing good to say. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? Let me come back to James. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? In Ephesians chapter 5, I believe. Ephesians chapter 5. And the Bible says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath, hear the list, anger and clamor and what? And evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. Amen. So put away the anger, put away the clamor, because anger, when you're angry, you're going to say things you're going to most probably regret. Put away the clamor, put away the evil speaking from among us. Amen. Because listen to me, none of us is perfect, but we're going on to perfection. But we'll make up in our mind that when we pause before we speak, is the words that I'm going to say, is it going to build up? Is it going to edify? Is it going to exalt? Amen. And the words that I speak, listen, are they going to make a difference in the lives of God's people? Are they going to build them up? Please, learn to edify and learn to build up. The Bible says, going back to James, amen, it sets on a fire and it's set on course in hell. And some people, I've seen nations go to war against nations, and families be broken up and marriages be destroyed. Why? By what was said and the things that were said. I've seen families break up. I've seen children go against their fathers and fathers go against their children. I've seen all things go start to happen and go wrong. Why? Because of what people said and how they said it and the tone that they said it. We've got to be careful what we speak over one another. And as Christians, we're ambassadors ambassadors for God. And I know there's a little Sunday school phrase that says, what would Jesus do? And you've got to pause, and it sounds so simple, but what would Jesus do? Amen. When we're walking in the Spirit, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We want to say the things that are going to build up, and the things that are going to edify and comfort people and strengthen people in their walk of the Lord. That when there are people that are low and they come into church to hear a word that's going to bring them even more lower and condemn them even more, we're going to hear a word that's going to lift them up, amen, and strengthen them, amen, and cause them to run through troops and scale over walls. We need to strengthen God's people. There are some people that are so low. There are young people ready to walk away from the things of God, walk away from Christianity. But listen to me, if we don't strengthen these people, let them know you can make it. God is on your side. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If we don't give them the words of life, amen, because God says the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, they're going to go astray. So we've got to be careful of the words that we speak. The words that we speak from our pulpit, amen, is our pulpit a pulpit of righteousness and holiness? Are we speaking words to build up? Are we speaking words that are going to draw people in and cause them to repent? Are we speaking words that's going to cause them to go away and never come back? Amen. Listen to me. When people see us, they see Christ, or they should see Christ. The Bible says he calls us living epistles. There's some people that will never read a Bible and never go to church, but they're watching our lives. They're watching how we act, how we talk, how we walk. Amen. So we are living epistles. The Bible calls us ambassadors for Christ. So a good ambassador will represent his country in the right way. So likewise, we must represent Christ in the right way. We must walk in holiness. We must walk in truth. Amen. We must be upright in our hearts and speak those words, amen, which Christ would want us to speak, amen, to be a true and living witness for God, amen. The only way we can do that, amen, is when our minds are renewed and we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. We've got to be careful of what we are speaking out of our mouth. The Bible says that every kind of beast and the birds and the serpents and the things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil and is full of deadly poison. If you met some people and their mouth is poison and their tongue is poison and the things that they say can hurt and tear down, amen. I've had some people that say, listen to me, I can't live at home no more because I'm always just getting teared down. We've got to be careful. Amen. There's some broken adults. Why? There's some speaks to some adults and they're broken. There's some speaks to some adults, they need repairing. They need the Lord. And when I delve deep and I minister to them and I speak to them and I have them share their heart, when I really look into their life, it's because the words that were spoken to them as a child and how they were treated as a child. And we've got to be careful, amen. That child is going to grow up to be an adult. What kind of adults are we raising if we're just breaking them down? What kind of adults are we raising if we're not administering them and we're not lifting them up and we're not strengthening them and not telling them they can be who God calls them to be? What kind of adults are we raising if all we're doing is putting down our children? Amen. Learn to lift up our children. Amen. If we're going to correct them in love. I'm going to say that again. I don't know why I'm going here. If we're going to correct our children, let's learn to correct them in love. Amen. If they've done wrong, let them know the wrong that they've done. Let them know why you're chastising them. Amen. It's a learning curve, but we need maturity when we're raising our children. The Bible says, fathers, I believe it's Colossians, is it? Amen. It says, don't chastise them in a way that's going to break them, I believe. Yes, let me go to the scripture. I believe it's Colossians 3. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Amen. So you've got to be careful. Yes, we tell our children, obey your parents and the Lord, because this is right, because it's the commandment of promise. But he also goes on to say, amen, don't anger them. Don't get them to the point where you're chastising them to get angry and then they want to rebel and do things that they should not do. So you've got to be careful how we speak to our children. Amen. And the Bible says every kind of animal has been tamed. Lions have been tamed. The elephants have been tamed. Things bigger than us have been tamed. But he said the tongue no man can tame. So you've got to learn to pause. So preacher, now you've given me the problem. You've shown me the problem. What is the solution? Learn to pause. Amen. Especially in marriage. If your spouse gets you upset, or your spouse does something, or bun the rice and peas, or mess up the curry, go, I don't know, or the filetas, or whatever country you're from, whatever you eat, or does that make sense? If your spouse does something that upsets you, you got to be careful of the words that you speak to your spouse, amen. And you got to be careful. Women are delicate creatures. Women are emotional creatures. Husbands, let me help you out, amen. This year, for the grace of God, me and my wife are celebrating 25 years of marriage. Oh my God, we've been together for 31 years. And we're celebrating 25 years of marriage. God has been good. And I only put that down to the grace of God. I'm going to say it again. I only put that down to the grace of God. In the time where people are getting married and in 1 year's time they're gone, they mess up, I just give God thanks for the grace of God. But I'll let people know that marriage is not a one-time thing where it's just magic and, you know, everything's going to be all right. No. For the past 25 years, we've had to work at it.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.